I ordered 16 new bikinis for our 48-hour stay in Vegas.
Only 16.
Let's go home. What's up, Tillies? Welcome back to the pod.
Stop, drop, roll, and rate the pod.
The pod.
Subscribe to the pod.
Subscribe to the pod.
Love
we,
the pod.
We never talked about how we crossed 200,000 subscribers.
We promised a certain thing and then it never happened. That's why I probably didn't talk about it.
There was a TikTok.
There was a, what?
There was a TikTok on the table that we just never ended up doing, but I don't even remember like what the milestone was. It was like, low. Like we've blown past it for sure.
I thought it was a Discord.
No.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but what I am sure about is a fresh new podcast right now where we're going to talk about stuff.
That's so exciting. Jeremy also has a little bevy.
Adult beverage.
A little bevra. A beverangino.
Beverangino.
A beverangino. Because our shpoop had a hard day today.
It wasn't that hard. It was just annoying.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Those are almost the worst days though, when like everyone else is being annoying and it's not even your fault.
It's always somebody else's fault. I'm never at fault.
Right. No. Yeah, of course.
Although I do struggle with my self-image and sometimes I get really in my head.
Today, the self-doubt is just, you just wasn't one of those days.
Today wasn't one of those days, yeah. I was prepared for the day.
Right.
I would love to now cross 5,000 ratings on Spotify. 10,000, I don't know.
What are we at?
Couple thousand?
Gonna be honest, I watched actually my first video podcast on Spotify the other day.
Okay.
I after watching Inventing Anna, Call Her Daddy had Anna Sorokin.
I wish we could do a video podcast on Spotify.
Yeah, so do you have to be like a certain level of like successful?
Definitely not. Because if there was, we would be on video on Spotify.
Yeah, totally. Sure. Of course.
Yeah, the confidence in your voice is just...
I was
earth shattering.
Remember how last week we were talking about?
We all remember how last week you had fried throat.
Yeah. It was actually nug throat.
You know, they call it vocal fry when you sing super low and it's like.
Oh, really? It's like, vocal fry.
Vocal fry. Yeah.
Vocal fry.
My basso like, profundos.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Moving forward.
Oh my God.
It's like the bass below the bass.
But I didn't even know there was a bass below
baritone,
the bass.
Baritone bass, basso profundo.
Basso profundo.
Basso. It's B-A-S-S-O-P-R. P-R-O-F-U-N-D-O, I believe.
You know what I was trying to spell today that took me an embarrassingly long time?
Your name.
It's just tough.
My name.
No. Onion. The amount of times, though, that I do spell out Jeremy by accident typing into my phone.
Well, it's a fat finger thing.
It's a fat finger
thing. Also type with, and I don't know if any other boyfriends have clocked this, but because she's got talons
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's like, Lauren, it's the best sound. It's
with
like
the... I said we're going to do an ASMR podcast, and here we are.
And here we are.
No, you type with like the... You like side slap it.
Yeah, you have to side slap.
It's very ingenious
is what you
yes,
mean?
Ingenious. Ingenious. Yeah, that is the word.
Yeah. You gotta side slap because the nail is in the way. Yeah,
totally. My mom used to.
And then when you side slap, you get the.
Well, Donna, the court reporter, had to have only a certain like level of nail. She couldn't like grow it out too long because then it would just like slap into other keys.
Oh my God. Even when I played piano, I could never have a. I remember when I stopped working, this was the dumbest rule. And I just remembered like how stupid it was. When I worked at a grocery store, we weren't allowed to have nail polish on.
That is some
bullshit.
Yeah. I don't.
What? Like I'm bagging your groceries next to your box Cheerios.
I guess it would be one thing if they were like, if you have polish, it has to be not chipped as fuck.
Or you have to, if you're working directly with food, gloves, like that makes sense.
Right, but that doesn't,
But I'm just touching the banana peel and the box granola bars.
Were you like on the edge and do a clear coat, like a badass?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Of course
get a little wild. No, but I remember as soon as I graduated high school and went to university, I was no longer taking piano lessons, which you can't have long nails for. And I no longer was working at a grocery store where you... Now looking back, so stupid, weren't allowed to wear nail polish. And so I remember going to university being like, oh my God, the sky is the limit. The world is my oyster.
There's nothing that made me feel more free in the world than when I went to university and you realize you don't have to go, like ask to go to the bathroom. You just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like in high school, you're like,
yeah, you just, you can go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like asking, hey, do I have permission to go to the bathroom?
Right. In this room of 1,000 kids taking business marketing. Could I use the bathroom?
Right. But also like, that was a thing in high school. You had to like get permission to leave.
No, 100%.
And every once in a while, like, you can hold it. You're like,
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know I can hold it?
There's some things that, like, you just don't have to deal with anymore. I was like, oh, how free.
That and eating whenever I wanted was one of those, like, randomly free, like, freeing things. Like, just, like, you didn't have a specific dinner time. You know what I mean? Like, you eat dinner when
Which
mom
DIY. Which is very
DIY.
Conducive to your lifestyle because you like to eat.
Frequently.
Eat early or eat often. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And so, like, you eat dinner when mom DIY has made you a gourmet dinner. And right. like, you, that's just when you eat.
Right.
And so it was weird to just be like, oh, I can just eat dinner when I'm hungry and then go to bed when I'm tired. The only issue that I did have in university for first year. So we had one of those food cards where you have, like, your X amount of dollars on your food card and you go to the cafeteria every day and, you know, you potentially might eat all three meals there.
Right.
And our food card worked at a few of, like, the restaurants that were on campus.
Same.
But for the most part, you would, like, get breakfast, maybe not lunch, but then for sure dinner when you get back. And the food was not bad. Honestly, there's a stir fry that slapped so hard that I from time to time think about how good that stir fry was at Ryerson in the Pittman cafeteria.
Well, to be clear, it's not Ryerson anymore.
It's University X. Yeah. I was actually just having a conversation with someone at the Oscars thing. We're going to get into that though. Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
But there's a stir fry that I feel so nostalgic towards. That was so good. I think about it sometimes and I'm like, man, that was a slapping ass stir fry that I would absolutely eat again in a heartbeat. What I was going to say is that our cafeteria closed pretty early. It closed at like 8:30 or something like that. And, like, I know that the health gurus say that you shouldn't eat before you're going to bed. You shouldn't eat after dinner, like, having snacks and stuff. But, like, let's be honest. Like, let's be honest here. A little snacky poo after dinner is kind of essential for survival and for the serotonin and dopamine that you need in your life on a Tuesday evening.
I wasn't much of a snacker of after dinner.
Really?
When
You've
I
never
met
been
you?
A snacker?
Well, when I met you, I wasn't. Hmm. You know, it's hard to not be a snacker when, like, every night post-dinner chips and sweets and everything else come out. So I am now, have been indoctrinated, but no, and originally
I
was not.
I just want to circle back. Are you blaming me
yes.
for you eating
yes.
directly from the sour cream and onion chip bag?
Well, no, that I've always done, but I didn't do it after.
Oh, okay. I see.
It would have been more of a lunchtime thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah. I've never been like a daytime junk food person. I'm like a after dinner, like.
I think that's probably the worst time.
Okay, health guru. I just need everyone to collectively stop bullying me on that. I've also heard mixed reviews on that. So,
you know, who knows?
And I'm going to live my life and I'm going to continue eating my snacky poos after dinner.
There's consensus that's just, among many things. We don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, the mini eggs, it needs to happen after dinner. There's just, like, something about, like, my body that feels unfinished until I have something sweet afterwards. It could be salty. It could be salty too. Like, it just depends what you're in the mood for.
I think that's your brain, actually, pretty sure. They're like, and now something sweet. And now something salty.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yours does that very loudly.
Very loudly.
Thank you for rating the pod now that you've done that. Uh-huh. And if you haven't done the pod, then you don't get a thank you.
Okay.
That was very clear.
Yep.
Do you want to kick it off?
So the Oscars was last night.
Yes.
And
by the way, thank you for everyone that voted for us. Not this year, but we'll get them next year.
We'll get them next year. We'll get them next year.
Yeah.
You know, I do upload vlogs multiple times a week. And so maybe next year. Short film documentary.
I don't know if there's much of a theatrical release date for those, but yeah. Yeah. Because you could be what? You could win an Emmy? No, you couldn't win an Emmy.
Oh my God. Actually, pause. Because Craftopia got nominated for a daytime Emmy last year for set design.
You got nominated?
Well,
yeah. Yes.
What?
You kind of got nominated.
What do you mean I kind of got nominated?
Set design? That's J.P. Connelly.
That's J.P. Connelly, but as an executive producer, my name attached to the show.
I get it.
Okay, so but here's the tea. Here's the issue. And I need everyone listening at home to call a friend and tell them to call a friend. If we have anyone in the audience who has a parent who works at Discovery or themselves who works at Discovery or Discovery, who's the Discovery and... HBO, I guess.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. It's mostly Discovery though. If I got any listeners over at Discovery, basically because Warner / HBO are having a merger with Discovery, everything is up in the air right now with, like, show renewals. And so even though the feedback on Craftopia season 2 was really positive and really good, and I know we pulled views, because it's a newest show and not one of the, obviously, the like front runner titles, which obviously I get. There are a handful of shows that are new-ish, but still performing well, that are like just getting lost in the mix of like this whole merger situation.
Which happens with every merger ever.
Which happens with every merger ever. And also, didn't we just go through, didn't HBO just do another merger or something before this? Am I thinking of something else?
Well, they would have come out with HBO Max.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But I mean, so the new platform launch, whatever, HBO Max, but now this merger has got me real nervous, and it would just suck so much and be so disappointing if we didn't get another season because of like logistical confusion. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be so bummed because like that, it has so much potential to be such a great show. And like season two, I feel like we like really started to get into the swing of things, especially with like adult craft testants.
Did you want me to call all of my old clients at Discovery?
Yes.
Is this you asking me?
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot that you have contacts at Discovery. Yeah. I need
fun time for, this is why we do the podcast, by the way. So that way
we can actually talk to each other.
Shows renewed. This is great. Yeah.
I just need someone to pull the Craftopia show folder from beneath the messy pile on someone's desk right now of like renewals and just put it on top.
And you feel on Discovery, TLC, Motorsports.
On
Discovery,
HBO Max.
Discovery owns a lot of things, you know.
On HBO Max. Okay. I know, but like, and that's what's even more stressful is that they own so much that it's like.
Discovery's big.
They're so big. Yeah. They're out here, you know, doing Discovery and David Dobrik, and I just need them to put that folder to the
Discovering
side.
Discovering Lauren and Craftopia.
Discovering Craftopia.
Discovering Crafts.
Discovering Crafts.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
I'll send that email tomorrow. Hey, do you guys have any time for Discovering Crafts?
No, I don't need a new show. I need the Craftopia folder, the file folder, put to the top of the pile so that we can get greenlit for another season.
Okay.
Because I know they still save in our set.
Okay. That's not cheap.
Which is not cheap.
That's not cheap.
Which is not cheap. Yeah. And so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
It's a good sign. So I'm putting out in the world, I'm manifesting, I'm putting out all the good juju, all the good karma, and essentially asking if anyone's got an executive in their family.
Or maybe someone who listens is an executive.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, putting it out there, it out there in the world that we want to pull the Craftopia file folder out from the mess of other file folders of other shows.
Is it David Zasloff? Is that the CEO's name? I think it's David Zasloff.
I don't care who it is. I just want them to greenlight the show.
We do care who it is.
No, we do care. I care more than anything, but I don't care if it's David. I don't care if it's Josh. I don't care if it's Sally, Sam, Betty.
It's David Zasloff. Look at that.
Great. Let's call him up.
You want me to call Dave?
I want you to call Dave. Yeah.
Great suit game.
I just feel like Dave could be someone's brother or like someone's uncle. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm just putting out there into the world that I'm looking for the juju.
Wow. He makes a lot of money a year. A lot of money.
That's why he can afford to store the Craftopia set.
$247 million a year.
A year?
That's what it looks like.
Shut up. $247 million a year.
Good for you, Dave.
Million.
Yeah.
Million dollars.
Million. With a meh. Yeah.
What do you think you can do with that much money?
$247 million?
Yeah.
I could find something. I could probably spend that soonish.
You could spend do you think you could spend it in a year?
I mean, if I had to, yeah.
I mean, if you had to, you just buy houses. And
what's like the most expensive, outrageous, crazy thing that you would never buy, but you would buy if you had billions of dollars? Like, if you had unlimited money, what would you buy? And I don't want to hear a socially conscious answer. I want to hear a greedy answer.
A greedy answer.
Yes.
Probably like a really, really bomb vacation house somewhere really cool.
I need you to think bigger.
Oh, bigger?
A vacation house?
Yeah.
Lauren, we could buy a vacation house.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I guess that's one of like the things on my list that I want to have.
Like a vacation island. Now that would be extravagant. That would make sense.
Oh, that feels like it has a lot of upkeep.
Oh, I just had unlimited money.
Okay, unlimited money. Unlimited money. I don't know.
Like I would buy everybody in Latvia Bitcoin and they could either keep it or sell it.
You said not socially conscious.
I'm just hooking up our homies in Latvia.
Latvia. Okay.
That's not socially conscious. That's just
it is. Kind of.
No, that's my socially conscious answer. You know what I would do? I would buy a fucking yacht.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we would even like how often? I know.
I wouldn't be interested in that yacht at all.
Yeah. How often do people have yachts actually go on their yachts?
As I've been told many times, because I've made this joke, the two most exciting fucking days for anyone who buys a boat, let alone a yacht, in the owner's life is the day they buy it and the day they sell it. And everything in between are not so happy.
Yeah, no, our neighbor who is 78, they sold their boat a couple years ago and she was very excited about selling their boat.
Yeah, that seems like a line
out of
you went
off. We also don't live near water.
We don't not live near water.
It's not convenient to get to water if you wanted to like go boating a couple times.
It would be better if we had helicopter money. If we had helicopter money then.
Yeah. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Yeah, vacation house is something that I would like love to have. Like whenever.
Okay, but if you were going to buy a vacation house right now, where would it be?
Where would it be? Oh my God. I think I'd buy a few. I think I'd buy something in Europe.
Now here we're talking now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think I'd buy something in Europe.
Okay.
I haven't even been to the Amalfi Coast, but it's like on my bucket list. I'd buy something, I think, in Tokyo.
Okay.
Love Tokyo.
Got it.
Amalfi Coast.
I don't feel like Tokyo is like a place we would need to own. I feel like being able to just go and live in somebody else's place for a couple weeks would be enough.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I guess if you had like baller amounts of money, you could just like rent something really sick every time.
Right.
I am so excited to go to Tokyo with you. People are going to literally ask to stop and take pictures with you because you're just such a large white man.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be the tourist attraction for the people that are Japanese there.
I am my best and worst form in Tokyo because everything is like so kawaii and it's so cute. And
kawaii.
Everything's got little faces.
Listen, I can't wait. It's going to be good when we go eventually.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
That was the first major, major like sad moment of COVID 2 years ago was when our cherry blossom trip got canceled.
That and when the lead singer of Fountains of Wayne died.
Stacy's mom.
Right.
His girl. Obviously. That in Tokyo. Yeah.
That in Tokyo.
It just really, really punches you in the feels.
Those are the ones.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But we never got to rebook that trip yet. And I feel like things are still a little shaky.
It's just not there yet.
We're not there yet.
We have enough travel in the next couple of months. We have no time.
Oh my God.
No time.
I am already counting down the days until we make it till May because then that means I would have survived April.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to do. Yeah. That's okay though. You're going to come watch me speak this week?
Okay, hang on. We got so many things. We just breezed by. We said we went to a viewing party to the Oscars. The Oscars happened yesterday.
Okay.
Should we talk about that now or you wanna save that for?
We can save it.
Okay, let's save it. Let's save it. We're also going to Vegas this weekend.
Right.
I've never been to a day party in Vegas.
But back to what I was saying. So you're watching me speak this week.
I'm watching you speak this
Are you
week.
Nervous for me?
No.
Are you scared?
Why would I be nervous?
I
think I'm going to be annoyed.
Why are you going to be annoyed?
Because I'm going to just like when Jeremy is in his cockiest form,
Why would I be cocky?
Why would you be cocky? Because it's just like an ego driving environment. I feel like when, you know, you're speaking, you're doing your thing, you're on stage speaking. I mean, it doesn't not feel good when you're on stage and people are like clapping and are like looking to you.
Every time I've seen you about to go on stage, it's just a constant game of you going to the bathroom and back.
Oh, I'm shitting
nervous.
Myself. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I'm shitting.
Yeah, there's something I don't think that's really confidence inducing when you're on stage.
Oh, for me, it's not confidence inducing. I would say it is ego boosting, but I think that's different than confidence.
Okay. It's ego boosting for you?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think anytime when like there's a lot of people looking, I want to be very clear. I am still shitting myself. I am not comfortable with this, but like there's definitely something when a lot of people who respect you and respect what you do or like respect like whatever you've done in the past to like get where you are now. I'm thinking specifically, I don't know why randomly this is like so like present, but like when I got to speak at We Day in Vancouver, when we like at the very beginning of us starting to date, like being able to do that is something cool that I feel like I worked hard to like earn and whatever, to like do something positive and fun. And so if I feel like speaking at those types of things, I'm like, oh, like this is really nice. Like it feels like something like really positive around like a lot of like the shit that I've worked for.
Right.
And so like, I think like that boosts your ego, cause it's like, oh, people appreciating things that I've done.
Right. Okay.
In like its most simplest form.
Right. Or they just have a ticket there and you're about to speak, so they better just like it.
Totally. And right. WeDay, it's like you get a day off school. So it's like if cool. you got the WeDay ticket and you get to leave school and now you're just stuck watching the craft bitch say nice things.
Yeah, the old craft bitch.
The old craft. Yeah. The old craft bitch.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for my version of my own craft craft bitch to come on out. You just, oddly enough, you've never seen me really
speak
to a large group of people. And as you know, I'm most comfortable when it's a large room filled with people and I have the microphone and somebody else doesn't.
I'll never forget how hard my dad laughed when you made the joke, but except you weren't really joking about how you love to hear yourself talk. He thought that was so funny. I don't think he realized just how true it is.
Yeah, I think that I was kidding. I was like, no. I don't like when someone doesn't get that it's time to not speak anymore.
And how do you feel like you do there?
I actually am not that long-winded in front of people.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I'm actually pretty concise.
No, you are.
So, and also like say, like when you open your mouth, like know where you're going, like get there.
Right, like there's nothing more awkward than seeing someone public speak and they trail off and they're not entirely sure. Like
and you could tell when they, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like they didn't quite wrap up what they wanted to say and they're just trying to find a way to trail like, off. And
I
like
just speak more. Yeah. I'll speak more.
They're having trouble putting the period at the end of their sentence and like stating their last little argument nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough.
You know, so I would rather watch you thrive than watch you struggle.
I think it would be very uncomfortable to watch me struggle.
Oh, I'd have to leave the room. I think it'd be so uncomfortable.
I literally, like I come off like, babe, where are you? And you're like, I had to go home.
I'm in the car.
You're like, what?
I'm in the car. Like, you did great. I'm in the car.
Oh, and like, I'm on the way home. Yeah. Oh. Okay, got it. Yeah, that would be tough. That'd be tough. Can you imagine being with someone who like that was like their professional work and they weren't very good at it and they still expect you to show up and support?
That would be so hard.
Yeah.
It'd be so hard.
Yeah. I think generally speaking, being with someone who's just like not very good at what it is that they've chosen to do with their life would be hard.
That's also hard.
It's important, but very difficult.
Right.
Very difficult.
Yeah. I guess if they're happy, then maybe it isn't that bad.
I can't decide if it'd be better if they were just like blissfully unaware.
Unaware, I was going to say. Yeah. Maybe it's not that hard.
I think it actually would be much better to just be like the things that like you're made aware of and then they start to bother you.
Yeah.
Like you actually wish like, can I get that ignorance back? That'd be great.
Are you kidding me? This is exactly what the comment filter is like on YouTube. Like when I can like just say how collectively there are people who don't like when I have blonde hair and they like me better with dark hair. And I just void the word blonde. And so, well, I guess I would avoid. No. I would void the word brunette. Because it's people leaving comments like, oh, you look so much better with brown hair. Ugh, you look, like you should just go back natural. You look like a dumb face.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to comment that so many times.
Right. And so I know they're just all you. It's filtering out your comments.
I actually paid for a bot farm to just spin up and just talk shit.
About brunette.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I want to filter out that word brunette and then just never see a comment ever again about going back brunette or like how much better I look and how much more natural, whatever the blah is.
One more time.
Okay,
got it.
And then you just get to be blissfully unaware of people shitting on you for your own personal hair choices.
Eventually we'll have that filter in real life. It's just like, no, I don't want to see that person.
Right, and so then online, I don't have to like listen to that shit and I only have to listen to it in person when you shit on my hair choice. Yeah.
That's great. I've given up, by the way. And I noticed that you didn't get bangs, so we're still on the same page.
Oh, no. My hair appointment is, wait, is coming up, not next week, but the April 12th.
Great.
April 12th.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know what though? Actually, I saw a friend post on Instagram and they got their hair cut and they had these cute little like jawline length bang chunks here.
Okay.
And so I DM'd her and I was like, are those bangs? Like, what do you ask for when you get this? And she was like, I don't really know. She's like, she just knows what I want. I was like, that is entirely unhelpful, but thank you so much.
To be fair, like I don't tell Rodante what I want. Rodante does what he wants.
Also, but you've had the same hair for like 6 years
now. And I plan on dying with this hair too.
I actually, someone asked me, they're like, do you think Jeremy will ever have different hair? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I think eventually you will.
I think eventually, yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually you will.
Yeah.
But I just ended up screenshotting a picture of her so that I can take that photo.
Okay.
to the hairstylist in 2 weeks.
All right, great.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you.
I feel good about it.
I feel good that you feel good about it. You know, we'll both suffer together if you come back. Like, I hate it. Don't like it.
Yeah. Except for the only thing is that I feel like I go through a roller coaster of emotions as soon as I make some kind of like big decision. Mm-hmm. And so you can't trust the initial 48 hours of opinions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I go through, I hate it, I love it, I hate it, I love it, I cry.
Oh, trust
I love
me, I don't believe anything. Like,
right.
You actually are very quick to make a decision.
Super
You're
quick.
Also very quick to change that decision.
Unmake the decision. Yeah.
You reserve the right to change your opinion at any point in time.
Yes, 100%. Yes. So I think if you give
I signed that agreement actually.
48 to 72 hours or somewhere in there, I think we'll have the true sentiment by the end of there once we make it out of that first roller coaster.
I think everyone in a relationship can really agree with that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go too bold on agreeing or disagreeing for a while. I go, yeah, I see that. Vegas this weekend.
Vegas this weekend. I've never been to a day party. There is something about standing in a totally pee-filled, chlorinated pool.
Oh, you don't get in the pool. Gross.
You don't get in the pool?
We'll be in the cabana. But
won't it be hot as shit?
We're with fancy people. They're going to be the fanned, like, cabana on the side for sure.
Oh, with like a
fruit You know who plate. We're going with.
Yeah. We're going with someone who is 97,000 times more affluent than us.
She's also like just like plugged and connected.
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%. Like, yes.
She's so like arguably too cool for us, but continues 100%. To like inviting us to hang out. And I go, yes, every time.
Yeah. And so I think that this will be a, for like never having been to Vegas, like when I'm broke, you know what I mean? I think that this will not be a realistic experience of what Vegas is normally like. Had I gone when I was like, oh, well, I guess people don't go to Vegas until they're 21.
You could have been, no, I went to Vegas when I was like 19 or 20.
Did you go out?
Yeah.
With fake ID?
I'm like very tall. It was easy for me to like, also you can literally just like have one of your 21-year-old friends get a drink and you can literally walk up and down the strip too. Like you wouldn't even need to get to the club
to get drunk.
Like you could just have someone buy it, hand it to you.
Yeah.
As long as you don't look like you're underage, like it was fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend that. And I definitely, all of that I said was very exploratory and fantasy and it was allegedly. But yeah, you could just get shit-faced walking up and down the street
holding drinks. Yeah, that makes more sense, I guess. I guess since I didn't even move to the States until I was like 24.
Well said, yeah.
Or so, I just like never had a Vegas experience.
Yeah,
the first time I actually ever went there, I was there for a licensing conference.
Fucking nerd.
I know.
it'll be good. It'll be fun. And we're going in, we're getting out.
Should we make a dinner reservation?
I think they've probably done that a lot of that already.
Oh, you think both nights?
Yeah, I think it's taken care of.
I kind of like, as much as I do love being a planner, I do love in the logistical.
It's taken care of.
Especially if it's someone who's organized and also a planner makes the plans and you can trust them to have the plans properly executed. Like this woman has 3 assistants that we've interacted with. I'm sure there's even more.
Yeah.
And so.
A team.
An absolute team.
And also, I trust that she's going to want to go to places that we're going to want to go to.
I would go anywhere she wants to go.
Yeah.
I trust her.
Yeah.
I trust her with my whole Vegas experience.
She'll be like, should we go to Seychelles tomorrow? I'm like, what? What is that? She's like, let's just go. Like, okay, got it. And I like being around people that just like have more life experience. They're just like, we have to do this. And I'm like, okay, great. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. I ordered 16 new bikinis for our 48-hour stay in Vegas.
Only 16.
Mm. As one does.
How's that answer? Is that good? All right, good. like future Jeremy's looking back at me with that answer. And he goes, well done, my man.
Well done.
you've begun to learn. You're still on.
Yeah, 3 years in.
You're still 1/3 of the way of your journey, but good work. Yeah. You're showing progress. Great. 16 bikinis. Wonderful.
Yeah, for one day.
That is so incredibly necessary, by the way.
Gotta have options.
You know, as we ran into right before the Oscars started and you were ripping
Oh my God.
Like, and by the way, this isn't an isolated incident. Like I know that you go through decision withdrawal, hiatus when it comes to like, I feel like it's half like what you look good in that day. Half, you don't really try things on when you go to like buy things. It's half decide.
Yes, all of this.
Yeah. It's a lot of things.
Okay, so we went to an Oscars viewing party at the
Academy Museum
of Motion Pictures, which is really, really cool. It's like Jeremy described it as basically the Oscars, but with snacks and an open bar, which was great. And so it was still black tie, which was something that I found out about 48 hours, maybe 72, like 3 days leading up to the event. And I am someone who does all my shopping online. Like I don't go to the mall. I don't shop in person. I just
actually don't let Lauren come with me to shop and buy things because she's like a small child. She has no patience. She just wants to get in and get out.
Yeah, no, no. I don't try things on. I hate it. And maybe because like I wear a lot of clothing like oversized, and then for the most part, I'm pretty generically sized as like a small slash extra small. Like I never try shit on. Never. And of course, like does that backfire sometimes? Yes, absolutely. But okay, so going into this, I was like, I don't have time to order something that will get here on time. So it's like I have to go to a store. There's a store in LA called House of CB, which is like pretty well known for having like nice dresses that are always in stock. They have like great size range. Like you can actually buy a dress in like the regular size, like small, medium, large, whatever, but also it specifies like a cup size, which is interesting. I've never had another dress store like do that. So
you can fit your big old boobies in there.
So I can fit my fucking rack in this dress. And so anyway, I was like, this is my best bet. I've got, because I actually dropped Jeremy off at his hair appointment.
I can't wait for that to happen for like guys too. It's like, you could have a medium sized dick and fit it into these pants.
Yeah.
No, this is actually, this is good for anybody. Yeah. Anybody can fit into this. And this is like, actually, you are really like, yeah, that's fantastic.
So I had an hour. So I dropped Jeremy off his hair appointment. And so this place is maybe 15 minutes away from you. So it's like realistically, I have about 35 minutes, maybe 40 by time I like drive, park, go in, try things on. And like, I know that this is an incident. We'll have to try things on. So like I wore nude underwear. I had the little sticky booby cutlets in. Like I was like.
Sticky booby cutlets. And,
it's like,
and any other guys out there that are listening, does your girlfriend also leave those little sticky booby cutlets around everywhere? I mean, like these things will drop sometimes in the closet, sometimes in the bedroom. On the stairs,
bathroom, kitchen table.
And they're like, they look like just chicken, like uncooked chicken. It's just sticky. And if you touch one, it's like, gross.
That's exactly what they're like. Looks like an uncooked chicken breast.
Yes.
So sticky booby cutlets. I was like in prime condition to try shit on. Hair was up. I was like, I'm ready. I'm in business.
She is ready to shop.
She's ready to shop. She's ready to try shit on.
She's ready to purchase.
And so I get there. I pull 10 dresses. I'm like, oh, this is going really well. Like for sure there's going to be something in this like massive armful of clothing that I'm about to take in the change room. You can only take 4 in at a time, which is fine. Cause like I get easily overwhelmed and I start trying shit on and it's like going okay. Like there's a few options and like this place is known for having like really like cinched waists and for like hippie people and not like peace loving hippie 70s, but have hips, like got the curve of bottle, but this is going really well.
One might say an hourglass figure.
An hourglass figure, which I do not have. So
you're
I was
like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. When you do the hourglass.
More DIY and them thick old hips.
And those the thick old hips and the big ass rack.
Like a childbearing waist that would for sure have not made it through pregnancy 100 years ago.
So like that's the only issue with this place is that like a lot of the times it's like even if I can do the small chest option, the hips are usually a little too big. So it's going okay. It's going okay. And they actually have.
You didn't bring your booty with you. That's why.
I didn't bring my booty.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my booty with me.
That you've been building, by the way.
That I have been building.
You've been stacking it up.
I have.
Yeah.
We are building. We are cooking. We are baking cake out here.
Really?
We are baking cake.
I think it's more along the lines of like, we've got cupcakes.
We are baking cupcakes.
We've got easy bake cupcakes on the way.
Easy bake oven cake is delicious. And
of course.
I stand by
that. I get it. Yeah.
So they even have like a dressing room attendant to, zip you up.
That's nice.
And oh my God, they were so nice. And they're so funny. Cause I was like, do you think this one's like a little too loose? Like, I feel like I'm like a half size down, but not quite. And she was like, oh no, bitch. She's like, I could get you in an extra small. And I was like, okay, here we go. And so she's
I love her confidence.
Oh, she was so confident. Her and another guy who were just like, they were just like stuffing me into an extra small. They did it up. And I was like, if I wanted to eat
A cracker.
It was like, there is no world where you have a breath for bloat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a no.
Got it.
So anyways, so I found a dress that was cute. And it was, it fit well. It went down to the knees, which is not typically a length that I normally go for. I mean, they're usually
Ye olde knee length.
Right. But it was cinched in all the right places from the front that made it look okay. Like it made me look like I actually had a little bit of the hourglass figure.
Mm-hmm. Which you do.
Which I totally do. Yeah. Which I totally
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And so that was on Friday. So Oscars is on Sunday. So Saturday. No. Oh, this would have been Friday night. Friday night, I was like, oh my God, I have no shoes. I don't usually wear like light colors. And this was like an off white slash pink slash mauve color dress. Which is yes. it's mauve? Uh-huh. Mauve?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm fucking panicking. I am able to order shoes online for pickup Sunday morning. We have to leave at 3 on Sunday. The mall's open at 11 on Sunday. This is not great. It's also hair washing day, which takes me 2 hours to blow dry my
hair washing day.
Fucking yeah. extensions because they're so thick. Hair washing day is very stressful. We do it once a week in this household and it is very stressful. Go to Nordstrom, pick up my shoes, goes great. 2 out of 4 of them are wonderful. Great, take them home. And I'm running around the mall like an actual psycho trying to find a purse. I realize I have nothing. And I'm on schedule, whatever.
Which is funny because there's certainly a lot of purses in this house.
There's really not. I'm not a purse girl.
Okay. Go on.
Again, good answer.
Fuck my side of the story.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah. So we spent the whole morning running around like a psycho, have the dress, feel good about that. Found a matching person, the exact same color. Shoes are good. They fit. They're comfy. Going to do well for the whole night. Everything's going so smoothly. Hair looks good. Makeup looks good. 20 minutes before we leave, I get in the dress. And
walk me through why it took you until 20 minutes before to get in the dress.
Because I had already tried it on. Okay. This is why you try shit on.
Okay. The way you're squeezing this microphone, we're getting another one. So just calm it down.
I was like, why try on again?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. I could tell you one reason, but keep going.
And from the front, again, it looks so cute. And from the back, I look like actual shit. Like actual, even Jeremy couldn't muster up a haphazard bullshit
response.
Yeah.
No, it looked like you were storing a Ziploc bag of avocados above your ass. And I'm not sure why.
That is so specific. It was
kind of lumpy.
It was like a lump. It was like a weird lump of
like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but above the swell of your back.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah. at the base of like the backbone. I yeah. had this.
You know
like,
what it was?
Lump.
You probably turned it on. You probably tried it on with that thick old juicy booty.
The dumpy.
Stretched it out.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't able to like retract
to where the dumpy.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
No, it was the thickest dump.
Totally right.
Yeah,
thick of dump.
You put a dump truck back there, and it just couldn't.
And it just couldn't handle the wide load. Yeah, exactly. I totally get it.
Listen. We can't all be, you know, all things to all people.
No, I get it. So 15 minutes we're supposed to leave. I'm ripping around like a tornado.
Like it was time to call the Uber. We were getting that close. And you go, and I could just, I heard the jingle of a new hanger.
Yeah.
And she comes downstairs yep. with a new dress and goes, do you think I could just wear this? Yes.
Also, like there's no world where you can answer no to that question. And
but there is a world. Many, many men do it every day. And they regret those decisions very quickly. How that's not the correct response.
Yeah, it was an absolute catastrophe.
Yeah.
And honestly, that dress was more comfy.
New dress, way hotter, yeah. way comfier, way sexier.
100%.
Yeah.
A 10 out of 10 win. And it yeah. sucks because now I paid $250 for a dress that I obviously chopped all the tags off because-
Poshmark coming to you.
Literally Poshmark coming to you. You know what I'm mad about though? This is not a win in the favor of everyone who's ever told me how I need to try things on.
I think you should try things on and look at your fucking ass.
There wasn't one of those, like, you know how normally there's a mirror kind of like that shows you all sides? Mm-hmm. No mirror that shows you all
sides. Turn around and look at your ass. It's not like we have one of those in our house.
I guess.
You have the same amount of mirror as you had there.
Yeah, no, but I feel like here I'm always like looking at the back of my head with other, you know, you can take like a mirror and
you couldn't have done that there?
No, I didn't have my Mickey Mouse hand mirror with me.
Anyway, I woke up that morning and then tried on 2 suits. One fit actually quite well and I put it on. And then I went to the Oscars.
That is so nice.
Thank you, Tom Ford.
So nice. Yeah, I was in absolute chaos.
Yeah, no, you you made it happen though. You look cute. It was good.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And now we should talk about how I personally think one of the more
memorable,
heroic displays of
yeah, drama?
The thing is this. People were talking shit about it. And like, listen, do I condone violence? No, but I thought it was interesting.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. I also spent a lot of time looking at like reading articles and seeing what other people were saying about it. So
what were they saying?
I posted a poll today just being like, how do we feel about this? Like whose side are you on? Like, because everyone was fucking shocked. Yeah. Also, when we were watching this, so the setup of this viewing party was that there was like in this museum, which used to be an old Macy's.
Yes, it was a big department store.
Yeah.
But like in a weird place in LA. Like it would not be a place that a department store would be today.
No, yeah. No, not at all.
It's on like, Fairfax, like Hypebeast capital of the world.
Yeah, it used to be a Macy's.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they ran Macy's out of business.
I think it's a historic building now.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so it's really cool and like industrial on the inside. And so they had like these great bars and seating areas. They also had like their official museum theater thingy that you could like go and like sit in and watch. But it was like, people weren't talking. It was much more like formal and you kind of just sit there in your seat in like your stuffy little
dress. We made the broadcast. Yes.
So we were on, oh my God.
So, hey mom, I'm on TV.
Love that on TV.
Someone clocked it. And I was like, that is
I
us.
Can't believe that. I know. I'm shocked. You know what though? We had
But how many white guys
on.
Are dating Asian girls in masks? Think about it. Not a lot.
Definitely not a niche.
Not. Okay.
Definitely not a special interest.
I think we're pretty special. I mean, some would call it very much a special interest. Some would call it.
Right. You could actually go in the opposite direction. Yeah. And it could be a very special interest.
I would say that there's actually a category for this. Go ahead.
So we chose to just like be out in like the chill area. We watched like the first little section in the like proper theater. And then we came out to like have a drink and have snacks or whatever. And
we never went to the observation deck. Fuck.
I didn't even realize, I totally forgot there. Yeah, because it's like, they've spent like years renovating this thing and now it's like a big
like a
glass golf ball.
Yeah.
It reminds me of one of those buildings.
It's like half glass.
It's like, what's isn't there something similar in Epcot?
The like the literal like golf ball in the middle of it?
Yeah.
There's a ride in the middle of that. Well, it used to be.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's shut down.
I haven't been in Disney World in so long.
I want to go. It's superior to Disneyland. Don't at me.
I'm kind of okay on Disney World.
Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World.
You know, that's the one in
Florida.
Okay. You don't want to go to that one?
I just like, it feels so big and overwhelming. I guess if we were to like go and do like.
Disney World's amazing.
You split it up.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm overwhelmed.
This should have been on your Hinge profile. I should have known about this.
You literally hated being at Disneyland with me so much. It was one of our first dates.
You're going to put like one of those robber
masks
on.
We've never been back.
I'll put a ski mask on you.
A ski mask?
Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I'm super comfortable for the
day. It's fine.
So when.
Great tan lines.
Thank you so much. When the incident occurred, if you didn't watch the Oscars, and even if you didn't, I'm sure you've seen the headlines, especially since this will be like a week after this happens.
Yeah, this will be very old news.
Chris Rock, who I literally will never in my life be able to separate from Madagascar.
Okay.
It's all I see. I will not see, he's not a comedian. He's the character from Madagascar.
Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, so he's on stage and the Oscars is known for roasting the shit out of all the celebs that are in the audience, specifically front row. Like you're in the front row, like, and also everything is scripted.
Right.
It is so wildly scripted. Like they're reading off a teleprompter. It's been written
by. The whole thing is every word is scripted.
Every single word.
Yeah.
Every single word.
Yeah. By the way, they have a team of writers who are also like looking at what's going on in real time too and making up new lines to like be inserted.
Totally.
So it's let's just say no one delivering that lines for the most part is going rogue.
Yeah, no one's going rogue.
Maybe one of the three because they just forgot something that couldn't read it, but like most of these lines are very much just predetermined.
Right. And so Chris Rock delivered a jab at Jada Pinkett Smith and it was off colored because I don't think the writers realize that she has alopecia and she's come out publicly to talk about it and like she struggled with hair loss and so that's why she shaved her head. And so Chris Rock making a joke relating to G.I. Jane and Jada, and it was interesting to watch it happen, especially because our audio cut out as soon as like any kind of drama started happening. And
they hit the old mute button, which is funny because they didn't do that in other countries.
Australia got the full, uncensored.
Which is so funny. And I was talking to my buddy, who like a colleague of mine who works in Australia today. And he was like, "You still can't say fuck on American like broadcast, can you?" I was like, "You can't say like anything really for like if it's
oh, is that what it is? It's live. You can't say fuck on live broadcast.
You can't so broadcast television, right? So yeah. this is like ABC, right?
Oh.
So this isn't even like cable news, right?
Okay.
This is, if you have an antenna on your house, you can get this. ABC.
Right.
So this is a-
You got bunny ears.
This is, a, you got bunny ears, right. Bunny ears. And so this is, there's a different levels for even like the time that it's actually being broadcast.
Okay.
If it's just a broadcast channel versus cable television versus like premium, right?
Okay.
So that's why you can't say the F word at all whatsoever on broadcast television in America.
It was interesting too, because Jada laughed at the joke.
For a little bit.
For a little bit. But also like in those situations when like you don't really know what's happening. Well, and also
you, when you're sitting front row and you're being televised, my resting face is
a smile
and everything's funny.
Until and everything's not. Funny, right.
And everyone knows that because they look at themselves one time when the camera catches them and they're not doing this.
Yeah, and you look a bitch.
And it's like someone's giving a speech on something very meaningful and you just look like, I couldn't hate that more.
Right.
So you just sit there with this fake ass fucking smile on your face.
Like,
sure. And so she was kind of doing that. We don't know if that was kind of, you know.
Totally, yeah.
Before,
yeah.
A little hungover, a little, just like a little bit of added on to just smile and nod.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that people didn't realize what was going on. I think everyone thought that there was like a technical issue because the audio just goes out. And so the whole room kind of like gasps and then goes silent because everyone's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And like, so we're just watching on this big screen with all these other people as Will Smith walks on stage. And because the camera angle for us is obviously behind him, everyone's trying to figure out if this is like a stage situation where he smacks the shit out of Chris Rock. Well,
but also they cut the audio at the hit.
Right before that.
Right. So do you know how they do that?
No, but I know that we were like 2 or 3 minutes behind what was happening live because Remy was there live. And by the time I texted her being like, Remy, what the fuck is going on? She said that they was already like the incident. Well,
we were probably on like a live stream. We weren't even on the broadcast. They were probably giving us like our own feed.
Oh, that probably makes sense.
Like a satellite truck was probably broadcasting that from there over to it's because it's just across town.
Yeah.
And so, but when they do that, there's literally like a 3 to 5 second delay. Mm-hmm. And it's just someone whose job is just to do this.
To just wait over the button.
Like that, there's literally someone's job is to just be the,
well, because I'm sure at least once a show, someone drops an F-bomb.
Right, and like, their job is literally just like to catch it. One, two.
Meep.
That's it.
Meep.
That's their whole job.
Yeah, that's their whole job. Yeah. Thank God.
By the way, there's...
It's a very important job.
You either nail the show or you fail the show.
Right, you really flop.
There's two reviews that you get as that job.
You either keep your job that night or you don't.
Or you don't get hired
or
again.
Or you don't get hired again, right. Or you just don't get your job again.
Right.
And
it's a literal button. Like, I've seen them.
Oh, I'm sure.
They used to be in the same truck that we used to do the social stuff out of.
Right. Just a meep.
Audio cut.
In my brain, it's like one of those buttons where it's like, do not touch. And you're just like hovering over the whole time.
But like, it's like a 3 to 5 second window, which is like a lot of time, but not at the same time to be like, oh God. I mean, like they just have their own list of like, these are the things that cannot be on. So it's up to your discretion to cut the audio.
Right. So we are watching in silence of the back of Will Smith's head smack the shit out of Chris Rock. His face, he's mouthing something. We have no idea what it is. Will Smith walks back to his seat and then he's like very angrily screaming. And like, that's when we started being like, oh shit, like this might be real.
Real,
this is real. Like, he looks pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, he's doing the thing where he's like screaming and spitting. He's so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're, yeah.
Yeah. When you're just like overly enunciating and just like firing off.
Yeah. It looked pretty serious, but it looked pretty heated.
Right.
I feel like this was a bit of the, probably premeditated. I feel like there was some issues that boiled up before this. Mm. I don't think this is the whole thing.
Also, are people allowed to drink there?
Are people allowed to drink or do they drink? Or both?
Both.
Yes. Right. Yeah, they have drinks upstairs.
Right. So you always wonder too, like if any of that factors into like drama stuff too.
It doesn't not.
It doesn't not.
Yeah.
So Remy was there. And so as soon as that happened, I texted her. I was like, Remy's like, what the fuck is happening? What is going on? She was like, oh my God, that was 100% real. She said, in the audience, we heard the mic get absolutely fucking get the shit smacked out of it.
Yeah.
And she was like, that was 100% real. Also when the commercial, when it broke for commercial, she said that like all the other celebrities like went up.
Denzel,
Tiffany Haddish, who else was it? Tyler Perry went up to them and like all went to like give them like some kind of pep talk. I don't know exactly what it was. I will say though, Chris Rock handled that like a champ.
For someone who like obviously came out of his mouth, don't get me wrong, but just short of him changing the line.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And by the way, that's a line that probably was written that night. But the point is, that joke might not have been written until that night too. So he might not have even seen it before. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
No shit.
Doesn't matter.
Point is, like, for the guy who's delivering a line that probably was not written by him and
Messenger.
You know, I probably, I'm not sure how I would have responded to that, but like announcing what had happened, sitting there with a shit eating grin on my face, and then getting back into it, and then just walking off stage, ultimate control. Ultimate control.
I like him not saying anything, like when he just was like, woo!
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Wow.
It's like, yes. It's almost like you needed that.
100%.
Like,
but that, like his line saying that, and also this is us watching the Australian uncensored version with the phone like stuffed up to our ears to like catch up on what was going on, since obviously like we didn't get to hear any of it. Like I think his reaction also like in that moment confirmed that it was real.
Right.
Like his reaction was like very authentically like, what the fuck?
Well, also who has anything to gain besides the presenting sponsor from that type of like,
The Oscars last year had their lowest views ever. Right. And so like the Oscars haven't had a spike like this in a very long time.
Everybody was talking about it.
Everyone was talking about it.
This is one of the biggest actors in the world.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
if you go to any continent and go,
Will Smith.
Hey, who's this guy in the like MC Hammer pants? Like, oh, that's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Right. Yeah, of course it is.
Or for some people it's Hitch or I Am Legend. Like he's just done so much.
Right.
So much. And then he won.
Which is great. And then he was partying. So I want to unpack this. So when is it okay for a partner to get into a physical altercation over something somebody else said about their partner?
Holy fuck. I don't even know. One, situational. That's the absolute answer for this is situational. But I think for me personally, in what I would be comfortable with is that if there was if it was a woman, and it's not sexist. It's more as like, if someone is my size and I am losing, I would want you to come rip that person off of me and just like toss them. Would I be mad if you punched them in the face one time? Probably not.
You want me to punch a woman in the face?
No. I was actually picturing like a small man that was my size.
If it's a small man, babe, you got to figure it out.
That's what I said. If I'm losing.
Got it. Okay.
If I'm losing.
Lauren, I got to be very, very honest. There's no world where you're not losing.
What the fuck?
You're a twig bitch for sure. I love you, but you're not strong.
I really think that I could knock a bitch out.
You could not knock the wind out.
I really think I could.
If it was you at a broomstick, my money's in the broomstick.
That is offensive.
If it's you and some dental floss, my money's in the floss.
That is so offensive.
If it's you and some half-baked Jello, money's on the Jello.
That is so
I have
wildly
zero
offensive.
Confidence in your ability to
I
hurt
box
anyone else.
Twice a week.
I totally
and
understand
I
that.
Lift 4 times a week now.
I'm hearing you. I'm seeing you. I'm loving you. You are not winning any fights.
I really think if I was up against a girl who is of average athleticism, I think that I'd beat the shit out of her.
Okay.
Anyway, so in my personal opinion of what I would be comfortable with, if a girl was like fucking with me, I would want you to rip that person off. I think whether or not I was winning or losing, like I would want you to break that up. Like I would be okay with that. I would never like be like,
I would probably try and disarm that before we got into a physical altercation. Cause once again, I have no faith in you in able
sure.
And also even if you could win the fight, you're probably more suable than they are. So I'd prefer you not get into a physical altercation.
Right. So
realistically, I'm not hurting anybody anytime soon for just about any reason.
Right.
And nor do I want you to do that on my behalf. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a reason. It would just be, protect me from being hurt.
Right.
That's where my line is.
Yeah. No. You could verbally disarm first.
Would be great.
That's the ideal situation
would be ideal.
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
I think when you're as well trained as I am as at throwing things out there that make people upset, you also have to get decent at like, what I meant by that was
right.
Disarm that as well.
Right, being able to backtrack.
Right,
yeah.
Quickly. And efficiently.
So verbally disarm first. And then I think if I'm in a fight with anyone.
What a leap. I think if I'm in a fight with like I want you to assess like, how am I looking? What's the angles like? Is the lighting good? Are people getting good angles? You know, I like it low. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, are they shooting from low?
Yeah.
Are they using wide angles?
What filter are they
tall?
Using?
Right.
Yeah.
I think no matter what the situation was, if it came to me being in a physical altercation, I would be comfortable with you physically separating, but that's it. Like there's no world where—
Great, because I'm not comfortable hitting anybody on your behalf.
Right, and I feel like there are probably some girls who would be like so turned on and want their boyfriend to like have that like macho superhero moment where they go
in. I think some would think that they want to,
yeah,
but they don't really want that.
Yeah.
Because then like someone's pressing charges. Someone's actually hurt. Someone caught it on film. Someone's going to get their job lost. Like, there's so many things.
There's just no wins there. There's no win for anybody. And I just feel like, and this is kind of always how I view this, is that if you are so angry and so incapable of figuring something out and coming to a resolution using your words like a big kid, and you have to stoop the level of just throwing hands, I've always just, like, you know what it is that I've seen just like so many young boys just like have a temper tantrum, not know what to say, and throw a punch.
Punch a wall,
exactly.
Hurting themselves.
Stuff like that, right, yeah. Hurting themselves.
You know how many walls I've punched? Zero. Never have I looked at a wall and gone, you look like you've been there longer than I have. Let me see if I can put a hole through you.
Right.
I'm sure I won't hit a stud. It'll be fine. Like, what?
I know.
Uh-huh. Dumb. Uh-huh. I think I've smacked a pillow or two. That one I've gone. Yeah,
right.
Pretty macho.
That's not probably going to hurt the pillow or your hand. You know, everyone walks away from that feeling okay.
Can you imagine if Will just got up, walked up to him 6 inches away and just said, I want you to apologize.
Well, I just feel like there were so many other. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, especially in that situation too, if we're going back to like what happened at the Oscars, is that I just feel like being a grown ass adult, all of that should have been handled privately.
Yeah. But also that goes back to the Oscars making Will Smith out to be the bad guy there. The Oscars writing team was the one that wrote that line.
Totally. And I feel like people aren't taking, like no one's
really,
they didn't take credit. They didn't take credit for that. Like that's on them. That
but
wasn't,
the problem is, here's the problem. If it's what made it's what everyone's talking about. It's made the show exciting, right?
Yeah.
And if they didn't write lines like that, people wouldn't be interested in the show. People wouldn't
watch.
I also
don't know how, like, if the majority of the general public knows, if you're like non-entertainment and media or whatever, that's all scripted.
I would think that they would know it's scripted.
It feels really scripted to me, but like I read off a teleprompter all the time. So it's like, I'm so familiar with that, but like, I wonder if people just also don't realize that the jokes are pre.
I think people think that there's probably more time for people like Chris Rock to approve what he's about to say.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is not the case. Literally, like, they're all.
They probably show up in the morning, do rehearsal the day before, run through their lines one time and then go home.
Or if you're a superstar, you can just have someone do your run through for you.
Right.
And that's what you get. You don't even get a dress rehearsal. Like my stand in is going to go do it.
Uh-huh.
I'll get there. I'll be fine.
Yeah. I'll
and
be fine.
If you want me, that's going to be the terms that we're going to like. I'd be interested to see how much Beyonce actually did from a dress rehearsal perspective. Cause if she wanted to do all the rehearsal by herself and then just show up day one, they're not going to tell her she can't do it.
No one tells Beyonce no.
No.
You don't tell, no.
Does Jay? Jay might.
I don't think so.
I don't think he should.
No.
If he has, I wouldn't recommend it.
No, he
Jay,
shouldn't.
You gotta not, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
We're after your best interests here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a bigger proponent or bigger advocate of standing up for your significant other verbally, emotionally, in solidarity.
Yeah.
Physically.
I just feel like.
Protection mode.
I just feel like there's just so many other options before you get there. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's just
there's
so
stronger
many.
Options too.
I also think there's stronger options. So I had this conversation too with someone else. Like, it almost would have been more impactful because Will Smith ended up winning and he got to go on stage and give words and he gave like this big old speech. It would have been more impactful for him to make a comment about how Jada, because she's openly talked about having alopecia, if he had gone up there and just be like, to all the women out there, or to all the men.
Oh my God, that would have actually been like, fuck.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if he had gone up there and been like, hey, to anyone who's struggling with alopecia, like, I just want you to know, like, you are beautiful, like, and we
sometimes
see you.
Sometimes you might get called out on national television right to your face, but
totally. And like, that would have been so much more impactful. It would have, I feel like they could have had like a proper conversation afterwards. I'm sure Chris Rock, not having known that, would have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like obviously writers, whatever. I just feel like it would have been an entirely different conversation had he gone for that route.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's all good. It happened.
A little sprinkle of toxic.
Diddy tweeted out later that they took care of it. So if Diddy says so, it's done.
Did you read his Will Smith's apology?
I read his publicist's apology.
I was going to say that shit was straight written by a publicist.
Yeah. It wasn't. It didn't leave me feeling any more connected with the situation.
Not at all.
It felt like, this is the thing I'm going to put out there that we can all agree to is enough for the reaction and response that we're looking for.
I don't think Chris Rock wrote that joke. Because I think if he had,
he didn't write that joke.
No, but some people, I mean, people still think it's staged. People think that Chris Rock like did that on the fly. Like there, obviously people have so many opinions about the whole thing. But
people think the moon landing was staged as well.
Yeah, people think dinosaurs didn't exist.
Well, and the earth is flat. We know that much.
Of course. Yes, that part we know. Yes. Yeah. Pancake earth. but yeah, so the Oscars went out with an absolute bang. Not a great. You know who I also feel really bad for in this situation is the Williams family, because I feel like you know what
kinda
I mean?
Tainted it.
It just stained it.
It took it away.
It stained it.
Yeah.
And like they looked visibly upset. Obviously, we'll never know how they're feeling about it, but they looked visibly upset that this was happening, and
that should have been about their night. Yeah.
Honestly, Will Smith kind of dragged the dad in the speech too. He's like, got me out here looking like a crazy dad, like how people thought about King Richard. You know what I mean? About the dad, Richard Williams. And I was like, damn, so you really had to drag the dad in like in the midst of all of this too?
Not well said.
Not well said. Anyway, yeah. I felt bad for them as this was all going down because like they're not a part of
any of that.
But you
haven't seen King Richard. That thing is amazing.
Oh my God, it was great. Also, we're dying to watch Coda, which also won a handful of awards.
Yep. And then Dune won everything else.
Dune won literally everything else.
Yeah. I Dune won don't feel like else. I need to see that again. I feel like I saw it.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah. Definitely
I don't
saw
know
that.
If I have enough, the time in a week.
We don't.
Yeah, to get through it.
We don't.
It's a good 3 hours.
We don't. Spider-Man did not win, right?
I don't think so.
Who won that category? Because we had seen almost all of
them. Spider-Man won. It's okay.
Yeah, Spider-Man won in our hearts. We know that.
I'm just excited that Tom and LZ are together.
It was so funny seeing Andrew Garfield there, who was there for Tick, Tick, Boom. But I was like, oh, Spider-Man in the audience. That's so cool that you're here. Sick. Spider-Man.
It is Spider-Man. And Tom wasn't even there.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Where was Tom?
Well, he didn't really get nominated for anything. You're not going to go over.
You know what? Spider-Man, they were nominated for their visual effects. I think it was. Yeah. So that makes more sense.
I mean, it made like a $74 billion. It's fine.
Right. I'm sure he's doing okay.
I'm just so glad that everyone's great at the pod. I'm glad that Latvia, you had a good week.
I'm so glad that we're all asking about who the Discovery executives in our families are.
Yes. Everyone talk, just text old David Z.
Old David Z.
But next week's going to be a post Vegas.
Oh God.
Maybe even post Grammys. We might go.
Oh
we
my
don't know.
God.
Type of pod.
Jesus.
You excited?
I'm...
Lauren's going to... I will have hopefully not made a fool of myself and Lauren publicly on Wednesday.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be good. There's like a small part of me that wants to be like the embarrassing girlfriend in the back of the room too, being like, come on, baby! In the background, maybe bring a sign.
Just wait for my response if you do that.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. I'm on stage.
Turn to a frazzle. Show us your tits!
I'm on stage too often for this.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like we both have, like we just both like kind
right,
of embarrass
like
each other.
Right, that's our thing is like we just go back and forth.
And we just like, we embarrass each other. Like no one really like thinks it's funny. We're just like, it was a joke. We're kidding. We're together.
I think we'll just skip this. We'll just, yeah.
Okay.
We'll just, I thought it might be a good idea. It could be funny, but then I've quickly decided that we'll just move past this.
I wish that the Tillys could come with us to the next Oscars or award show and we could just hang out and live react with it.
Well, that's why we do the pod. We could do the recap.
True. I think
we could do the recap.
I appreciate you guys.
So we'll have the Vegas recap next week. Yep. And it's going to be, what kind of hotel room do we have? Do we have anything fun?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Cosmo things.
So exciting.
Cosmo things.
That's so nice.
You excited?
Yes.
Good. See you next week, Tillys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.